Everyone is looking for effective meditation. They'd like to have effective meditation work in their life, effective meditation be fulfilling in their world. They'd like that so very much, but they're not willing to do what it takes for effective meditation. They've gone through the experiences of psychedelic drugs. They've gone through the experience of yogic meditation. They've gone through the experience of spiritual meditation of every religious denomination you can imagine, and very few people have come up with the response to what meditation really means. Meditation means going within yourself and finding in yourself all that you are, the magic that you are, the mightiness that you are, because we are the allness, and we are only looking at a little bit of what we are. We're only looking at a little bit of what we are, what we think the world is, of what we think life is all about. And because we're only looking at a little bit of it, we're not finding much of it at all. We're not finding much true meditation at all. Meditation could be bliss, it could be inspiration, it could be imagination, it could be so many things. But the thing is, what truly is meditation about for you? When you meditate, what are you meditating on? What are you looking for in your life? What are you looking for in your world? What are you looking to accomplish in your experiences? When you are looking to accomplish in your experiences who I am, why I am here, where I am going, what life is all about, that's the essence of meditation. That's the essence of meditation. Meditation is not going into those outer realms that psychoanalyze ourselves sort of give us images of things that are so far beyond our imagination, so far beyond our awareness that we cannot contemplate it, we cannot understand it. Bliss is the simple thing. Meditation is the simple thing. The simple thing of knowing who you are and what you're doing. Now, we live in a body, and our body is a very wonderful body. Our body is a very spiritually illuminating body, a very fantastic body. And this body is very glorious, but we don't spend any time there. We don't say peace and listen to that divineness within ourselves. We don't say peace and know that it is that within us that is the allness. We don't say peace and know that peace is who and what we are. The minute in our meditation we say peace, I let go and let the divine in me be me. I listen to what it is in me. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. Yes. It's so simple. So profoundly simple. What an interesting combination of words. So profoundly simple that we oftentimes forget how wonderful it is. Are you ready to know who you are? Are you ready to be who you are? Are you ready to experience who you are? Are you ready to delight in who you are? Are you ready to experience that inner knowingness that goes beyond all else? Can you know that? Can you be aware of that? Well, I think you can. I think you can be aware of that. And you are aware of it when you just let go and let the imagination in you come out. Now, what is the imagination in you? What is the divine in you? What is the beauty of the goodness of the allness in you? What is that? Well, what that is, it's a feeling of all is right with the world. All is right with the world. All is right with the world. Yes. And when you say all is right with the world, there is no problem on earth. There is no problem in the heavens, no problem anywhere at all that can confuse us, that can take us away from our divine reality. Nothing can take us away from all that we are and all that we know. Nothing can destroy us from what we believe and what we know of ourselves. Are you ready to believe and know of yourself who and what you are? Are you ready to enjoy who and what you are? Or are you going to keep being on the outside and saying, I wish I had peace, I wish I had bliss, I wish... You know, majority of the people, and now this is the majority of the people on the face of the earth, are living in a constant state of bliss. They're living in a constant state of peace. They're living in a constant state of awareness of the divine that's within them. Now, how can I say that? How can we know that? Because the problems of the world are not the problems of the everyday person. They're not the problems of the people who go about doing their living and enjoying life as it goes along. The problems of the world are in just a very few who let themselves think that they are not connected to their divine self. Just a few who fight with illnesses, who fight with problems, who fight with a world that confuses them. But when you let go, when you are at peace in yourself and you say, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And this is what most people do. Most people come to little points of frustration in their life where they back off and they say, I am peace. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. I am peace. And as they say that, they feel a sense of one-man, a sense of bliss, a sense of attunement, a sense of goodness. Now, each one of us can experience that sense of goodness all of the time if we want. Each one of us can experience that sense of goodness all of the time and under all circumstances if that is our choice. But do we want to? Do we want to be in bliss? Do we want to be that all is in divine order? Do we want to be peace? Do we want that? Well, it's not a matter of whether we want it or whether we don't want it. That is what we experience most of the time. If we did not experience peace most of the time, bliss most of the time, we would live in such confusion and we would be in such a hellish world that we would not tolerate it for a second. We would want to get off as quick as possible. But when we love our neighbor like we love ourselves, when we take all of the cares of the world and we just let them be, and we say, all is in peace. And we do not put our attention to the problems of the world. We put our attention to the solutions of all the joy in the world, and that is, first, be at peace within yourself. First, be at one in yourself. First, say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. It is done now. I am peace. And let out those deep breaths, let out those sighs of relaxation, those sighs of contentment, those sighs of oneness. Let them out. And as you let them out, you find that you are indeed those bits of peace and wonderment. You are indeed the life that is everlasting, everlasting. You are indeed the life that is joyful and harmonious now. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters in this world, is that there be peace. We are divined for peace. We are divined for a blessed program of peace in all circumstances. And as we experience this peace in all circumstances, we know it. And as we know it, all the anxiety, all the tension, all the uptightness of the world goes away. It's really not there in the first place. It's just something we manufactured for no reason. But let go and let God. Let go and let peace be your reality. Let peace be your reality and the only reality that you have in this life. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter, is that you are the peace and the wonderful peace that you are. Because that's the bliss of your life. That's the bliss of your world. That's the bliss of who you are. Effective meditation, we do it all the time. Turn off the outer and listen to the inner. Turn off the outer and listen to the inner, for the inner is where everything is bliss and peace. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.